This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, continue to help us to find the extraordinary miracles by finding you in the ordinary days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated.
In a world that reflects greed and selfish ambition, one man lives to reflect something greater. His mission is clear. If there is a need, take care of it. If there is stress, relieve it. If there is pain, kiss it and make it better. He is here to reflect his Creator, to be an example to his children, and to lead with a humble and sacrificial heart. And he is taking it serious.
Happy Father's Day. We spent some time a few weeks ago on Mother's Day talking about the important characteristics of God as Mother. And certainly we can't underscore enough the need for that aspect of God in terms of comforting and nurturing us. But equally important in our understanding is, as Jesus reveals God in the Lord's Prayer, as our Father. We need that notion of God in our lives as provider, protector, discipliner, fixer, or I would even go far as to say, someone whom you want to be proud of you. These aspects are important for us as we reflect on this Father's Day, especially in terms of the gospel that we hear. And certainly these particular themes were what you see the remnants of our celebration with our vacation church camp this past week, where we looked at these aspects where we can trust God for all things. No matter who you are, no matter how you feel, no matter what people do, no matter what happens, no matter where you are, trust God. It was underscored in the scriptures you see displayed on the wall, underscored in the scripture stories that we studied together. It was quite a week, but truly one of understanding that God as Father is our safety net, is one who provides and protects. But I'd like to do something fun today, since it is Father's Day, and since I've been here since 3 a.m. with our Canuga kids, let's play Name That Tune. See if you can fill in the line. Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. You guys are good. What a great song. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. And so it goes. I can remember sitting at the piano as a young man playing this song and my father standing behind me singing this to Mom at the top of his lungs. Little things mean a lot. Perhaps that's a theme about God's love and the way we echo God's love as Father in the way we live. We hear today the parable of the mustard seed. The tiny seed that ends up growing into this huge bush, or weed, as some would say, and wants to grow everywhere and take over, just as God's love wants to get into every area of our lives. But it really should be no surprise to us about this idea, as Jesus expressed it in the parable, as little things having great implications. Because after all, it's the whole gospel story itself. Jesus, the Son of God, not born in Jerusalem, but in Bethlehem. Jesus not being born in a palace, but in an animal place. Jesus not choosing the wisest and the greatest, but choosing this ragamuffin group of 12 men to be his disciples. Little things growing into great things. We all know the parable of the little boy who helps with the loaves and the fishes, bringing what little he has, and Jesus taking it the rest of the way. Little things do mean a lot. And perhaps as we reflect on this Father's Day, it is of import to us to recognize that and re-emphasize that once again in our lives. Who knows the little things we do and the impact they can have that lasts a lifetime? We studied this week with these children and some of their parents as volunteers here. Some of them for the first time hearing these incredible stories of this God who loves us no matter what. Of a God that no matter who we are or what's going on in our lives, we can trust. Who knows what seeds we have planted that God will use to sustain those people for a long, long time. I underscored last night the line you see over on that side of the church, coming from Romans 8, nothing can separate us from God's love. There were some adults in here last night that were tearing up hearing that. Perhaps they never heard that before. And yet God has enabled us to be the communicators of that. Not only last week, but on a continual basis, as God enables us to continue to share that one with another. Tony Campolo, in one of his books, talks about the idea of a father with a child in its lap and throwing that child up in the air and catching that child, and the child giggles and laughs and says, "Do it again! Do it again!" And the father throws the child up again and catches the child again, and that child will continue to say over and over again, "Do it again! Do it again!" And he uses this as this example of God taking incredibly great pleasure in continuing through the little things in our lives to recreate. Paul talks about us being a new creation. The little things that we do enable that recreation to continue to go on over and over again. The words we say, the deeds we do, the gestures that we express, what an impact they can have for the positive. On this Father's Day, I always reflect on my own dad, and I remember the day that we said goodbye to him. It was unexpected. It was a routine heart procedure, and it went awry, and we lost Dad. And they brought Dad in, and we were able to say our goodbyes to him. And I remember spontaneously, with my brothers and sisters, being the first one to go up and kiss him on the forehead, and with my thumb make the sign of the cross on his forehead. And my brothers and sisters followed and did the same. Well, it just happened that that happened, but some years later, when my daughter was born, I started this tradition that when she would go to bed at night, I would kiss her on the forehead and make the sign of the cross on her forehead. And this went on for a few years, and before I knew it, suddenly she decided she was going to do it back to me. She'd kiss me on the forehead and make the sign of the cross with her thumb. And at significant times in our lives, that continues. Little things mean a lot. Well, many people were sort of curious why I got a little emotional when my daughter was up here a couple weeks ago to do the senior sermon, but the reality of what was going on was it was 25 years to the exact day when my father passed away that Demery stood in that pulpit and preached the senior sermon. Synchronistic, perhaps. Coincidence of the Holy Spirit. But that little gesture that we share that really came out of just the spontaneous movement of the Spirit has great meaning. You know, little things do mean a lot. We do not know the full impact of the kind word, the kind gesture, the kind deed that can end up making a difference that we could have never asked or imagined. Mother Teresa started what she was doing with 3 pennies in her pocket. And her superior said, "You can't do anything with 3 pennies." Look what she accomplished. Little things mean a lot. As we celebrate this Father's Day together, if you were blessed with a father who was able to image for you the way God loves us, rejoice in that. If you were not blessed with a father that loved you that way, then just reflect on what you would like to have had as an ideal father. And number one, you love that way. But more importantly, realize that that ideal father you would like to have, you already have, who loves you totally as provider, protector, and everything else in between, and gives you the strength to scatter those same seeds of love for all people. Amen.